We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now with Steve Kerr, who joined Damon and Ratto yesterday at 5 p.m. right here on 95.7 The Game. Go to 95.7thegame.com if you want to go hear that interview over. And there was a couple things I took away from that, Chasky. One, about Klay Thompson. Yeah. Now it's literally a matter of weeks. These last few weeks may be the hardest time of them all because he feels like he's ready to play now. And that's one thing that we should probably discuss here with our audience. You know, I get the sense that people think Klay, when he comes back, it's going to be all good. It's going to be the Klay that dropped 37 in a quarter. It's going to be the Klay that hit 14 threes against Chicago and broke an NBA record for most made threes in a single game. But I think they're going to have to slow play this thing, and the expectations should be tempered. May not play more than 20 minutes a game. He's not playing on any back-to-backs. They're going to be very cautious with how they handle Klay, and the real Klay may not appear until playoff time. Heck, it may not appear until next season, so don't you get the sense that people are expecting Klay to just be Klay right off the bat because of the videos we've seen in practice?
Yeah, I mean, of course, because people think life's a video game, right? I mean, they just think that he'll have 100% of his powers and abilities, and he won't be tired, and there'll be no emotional toll or any psychological toll. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that there's going to be a quote-unquote ramp up, and he might ramp up to like 60%, you know what right. I mean, of what we're accustomed to. He might just be 60% of the player for the rest of his career mm-hmm. on a good day. We just don't know. I go back to Bowman. When Bowman hurt himself, even when he came back, B, he wasn't the same Bowman.
He was never the same.
You know? And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here.
It's Kevin Durant.
We just don't know.
It's Kevin Durant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, like, we've seen lots and lots of different other people where an injury like this, and again, we're going back 30 years. Like, Isaiah Thomas never really came back, you know? Stuff happens. So we'll see what he ends up being. You brought up an interesting point about, you know, the closer you get to this, we're about a couple of weeks out. Is it two? Is it four? Is it a week? We don't know. We're not really sure when we're going to see him on the court mm-hmm. in a Warrior uniform in a real game. But I had read a statistic, and I don't know if this still holds true, but the majority of accidents happen within, you know, a couple of miles of your home mm-hmm. because people get into, you know, into like robot mode where I'm on my way home and you're just kind of like kind of zone out or fall asleep on familiar paths and you get so close to home. And that's when you run a stop sign, you go a little too far into the crossway or mm-hmm. somebody rear ends you or whatever. I don't know if that's necessarily still the case, but I had read that back in the day. And it doesn't surprise me as we get closer to this return that's inevitable that he is going to want to maybe go a little too hard or maybe want to jump the gun a little because he's been going on for so, so long. When you're 6 months out, you know, you're still 6 months out. When right. you're a couple of weeks away, you can start counting the days right. and you can get a little overzealous.
Yeah, but let's pump the brakes on, you know, whether or not Klay's going to play 30 minutes a game. Heck, we don't even know if he's going to start.
Do he may play think he's going to play 30 minutes a game? Does
know.
That impression
I'm just,
you get?
I'm just saying that the expectations for his return, now that we're close to it, and you see a high-level game like we saw on Tuesday, mm-hmm. I think the expectations should just be tempered, and we should just be happy that Klay's back, and he will ramp up during the season. But to expect him to play right away and be Klay Thompson of old, I don't know, man. I think he hasn't played in 2.5 years. But another thing Steve Kerr said was he was talking about the Chasey Wentz comment. Remember last season he talked about, hey, we're not chasing Wentz.
That was a throwaway line last year.
Well, a lot of people took it to heart. Oh. And they said, oh, really? You're not,
really?
You're not chasing Wentz. Really? Now, Steve Kerr did say that, look, man, we're a championship contender this year.
Okay.
Which is wild, right? 20 games in, you're like, man, coach is saying, hey, we're right back to where we were a couple years ago when we were making the finals every single season. All right, you're a championship contender. But he discussed last season basically saying, we're in developmental mode, and I wasn't going to burn Curry 40 minutes a game to get the 5 seed and not win a championship. Mm-hmm. This guy's got a few years left in his career. We don't want to burn this guy out on a team like that, and I agree with him. I did think the Chasing Wins comment was taken out of context.
Yeah,
because, of course, he wants to win. Who doesn't want to win? But I'm glad that he clarified it yesterday.
Well, and if you look at organizational philosophies in general, they changed dramatically over the years. Bill Walsh, when he came in 1979, said, win the West. That was the banner, win the West. By 1988, Bonte, was that a little different?
It was Super Bowl or bust.
That's it. That's literally
Super Bowl
it.
Or
Super
bust.
Bowl or it. Like, when they lost in 87 to the Vikings, everyone knew there is going to be dramatic changes. Things recalibrate. Last year, it was, let's just get in the playoffs.
Right.
This year, we kind of know we have a better team. And it's win a championship or not with Steph Curry.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Championship contender, 20 games in. I want to get to that with Dub Nation. 888-957-9570. Is 20 games enough for you to believe that this team is ready for a championship run? 888-957-9570. The Warriors will take on the Phoenix Suns a little bit later today, 7 p.m. at Chase Center. Eddie Johnson, color analyst for the Phoenix Suns, will join us at 8:30 to talk about things from their perspective. The Phoenix Suns went undefeated in the month of November. Undefeated. We'll play you a soundbite from when they last lost a game this season. They've won 18 in a row, but we're going to take a pit stop here and go back to Seattle. Talk to Jake Heaps. He's a counselor, head coach at the Russell Wilson Quarterback Academy, also host on ESPN 710 up there in Seattle. Is this Russell Wilson's last ride up there in Seattle? Is it? We're going to talk to Jake Heaps for a few minutes here on the Roast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.